This is Living As You.
I want you to picture a scene. It's Christmas morning. You have just woken up and are going down to sit with your family next to a well-lit Christmas tree. Ornaments covering the tree from head to toe. Your parents are sitting on a couch right near you. Your siblings are clamoring all over you, so excited to open Christmas gifts this morning. You're excited, you're with your family, and you're pumped because this is the day. This is a day of joy and of being together. And as you're sitting there, your mom hands you a package. It's the first gift that you get to open this Christmas. As she hands you this package, she says, with an excited smile, a twinkle in her eye, "This is for you. This is from all of us. We want you to open it first." And as you begin to unwrap that gift, that present, you look at your family. You look at your siblings as they watch you, wild eyes. What is the reaction going to be? You look at your parents smiling at each other, getting so excited to see your reaction as you receive their gift. And finally, when you open that gift, whatever it may be, and you see the joy on your siblings' faces, on your mom and dad's face, as they are so grateful, so happy to have given you a little bit of joy in this physical gift this Christmas, you think, man, the joy they have right now is more, if equivalent, if not more, to the joy I am receiving truly by receiving their gift. Receiving the gift. Today, there is a giant emphasis in life today on giving, on serving others, on going out of your way to use your gifts to benefit and change the world. Obviously, I'm a proponent of that. Use your gifts to shine light in other people's life. I think that is one of the greatest things we as human beings can do. But how often do we think about or talk about receiving the gift? Oftentimes, this can be harder than actually giving, of ourselves, than actually giving of what we have in this world for other people. For example, we all struggle, myself included, struggles initially with reaching out to other people when I am struggling. Being vulnerable with others, that is one of the hardest things that human beings battle with in this world, simply because we put up masks, simply because it's uncomfortable, it's hard. It's hard to admit to another person, hey, I'm struggling, I need you. But I think what you are doing in that moment, when you are empowering another person, is you are receiving their guidance. You are giving them as much, if not an incredibly more powerful amount of joy. When you receive their guidance and their love that they can provide as a result of you reaching out. How many people in your life do you know want to help you, are actively trying to go out of their way to help you? That could be your mom calling you once a week saying, hey, What can I send you in a care package? That could be your spouse asking you when you get home from work, from a busy day at work at the office that night, honey, is there anything I could do for you? Can I make dinner? Can I help you with the laundry? Is there anything you need to talk about? That could be just a friend asking you, hey, how you doing? Is there anything I can grab you from the dining hall? Or do you need anything when you're sick? And how many of us sometimes Choose to reject that gift. Choose to say, oh, I don't want to burden you. I don't want you to go out of your way for me, because you have your own burdens. You have your own challenges in life. We all are guilty of saying no to that gift, myself included. But how important it is to realize that when we choose to receive that gift, when we choose to accept the gifts that others offer in this world, not only is that helping us, not only are we receiving some benefit from that, but the other people, the individuals who are doing the giving, they are finding joy. They are the ones receiving that incredible sense of, man, I got to help Patrick today. He was sick. He reached out to me and said, yo, I can't make it to the dining hall tonight. Can you pick up some food and drop some off? Man, I feel so good. I was able to help my homie today. Think about it from their perspective and yours. When you've been able to help someone, when you have reached out and someone has said, yes, you know what? I would love your help. You know what? I would love some help with that homework. Thanks for asking. I did not quite understand that, but it would mean the world if you could guide me through this problem. Think about how much joy you felt in helping your friend with that. Maybe they didn't even ask, and you said, yo, I got you. I saw you were struggling. How can I help? And if they would have said no, think of how down you would have felt. In my life, this has been so relevant. The idea of receiving the gift. The last couple of years, I have not done a good job of this, especially before my hip surgeries. Going through the experience of having 3 hip surgeries in the last 5 years humbled me in a way I had never been humbled before. After each surgery, I was on crutches for about 5 weeks, and each surgery takes about a full year to get back to normal range of motion and functioning. That was not easy, especially in the first 5 weeks. I continually had to rely on my dad, my primary caregiver, in those weeks directly after surgery for everything. Whether it was relying on him to put my socks and shoes on in the morning, helping me get dressed, making all my meals, strapping me up in the CPM machine that would keep my hip moving, that I would sit in for hours at a time, driving me everywhere, helping me. It was hard. It was hard to receive that gift because I kept thinking that I was burdening my dad in some way. But in reality, he loved to help. He wanted to help. Yes, it required effort. I'm not saying it didn't require any effort on his part, but it was something he wanted to do. And I remember after the surgeries, the first couple surgeries, when I would keep thanking my dad, it finally got to the point where he said, Patrick, enough. Stop thanking me. I know you are grateful. I know you're thankful for my help. But just know I want to do this. I'm here for you. This is my job. You relax. You sit back. Let me help you. Accept the gift. And after that, as much as I wanted to, every single time my dad would bring me food or throw on a movie or help me at physical therapy to say, thanks, Dad, you're awesome. I instead just gave him a hug. I instead said, you know what? Maybe I can, my way of saying thanks to my dad in these moments could be through other means rather than just the words, thank you. And since this moment, I've tried to do a better job of receiving the gifts in my life. I am not perfect by any means, but I can't tell you how much peace and joy I felt when I've said yes to other people in my life. And that could be as simple as taking naps. I've been one to resist taking naps for as long as I can remember. My dad and brother, they are phenomenal. It'll be a weekend. We're home 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And they're like, you know what? We need a quick nap, 20-minute power nap. Patrick, you want to join? For the last 20 years of my life, I would say no. And that was simply because I just was very resistant to the idea of taking a nap in the middle of the day. I never even considered it because, oh, I only take naps when I'm sick. No. Recently, when my parents or Michael said, hey, Patrick, you want to take a nap? Or even, do you want to have some dessert? In the past, I would have said, no, I'm so focused on physical health and reaching a certain place, whether that's with tennis or running, that no, I'm going to not eat any junk food. Recently, I've tried to change that, saying yes more to the people in my life that are ultimately trying to build me up. And I've realized one thing. Not only has it made me feel a lot more joyful and fulfilled to say yes to those in my life, but it has given the other individuals who are giving of themselves to me more joy and fulfillment. When I see my brother smile, when he says, Patrick, hey, you want to go to the park and throw the football around? Or you want to play ping pong? Or hey, you want to go get an ice cream cone? And maybe in the past, I would have been more apt to say no. Now when I say yes and see that smile and joy on his face, man, that's the best thing I could do for him, is say yes and receive his gifts. And I know it's not easy to do this, but sometimes, as my great aunt put it, when I was in France and my dad and great aunt came out to see me the last week after the semester had ended, a big theme for the week was just saying yes. And one of our conversations simply went by Mary Ruth, my great aunt, telling me, Patrick, you have all these people in your life trying to help you in small ways, giving you these gifts, giving you the opportunity to be kind to yourself. Say yes. That stuck with me. Since coming back to Notre Dame this senior year, I have tried to do a better job of saying yes to the people in my life and receiving the gifts. When someone says, how can I help you? Instead of saying, oh, I'm good, or I don't want to burden you, or I don't want you to have to listen to what I'm going through, I use that now as an opportunity to say, you know what? I'm so grateful to have you in my life that I will give you that fulfillment and joy of saying, yes, you know what? I would love to receive the gift you're offering. I would love to receive the gift of your time, or to receive the gift of your advice, or even just your ear, someone I can talk to. And rather than view that as a burden on you, I instead recognize that that is one of the greatest gifts I could give you. Receive your gift. Receive it fully and abundantly. And how can we get better at receiving the gifts in our life? Yes, we are always going to continue strive to give of ourselves, but receiving is crucial. Two ways we can receive the gifts in our life a little bit better. Number one, say yes more. Say yes more to the people in your life. And I'm not saying say yes and sign up for 1,000 things or overcommit yourself. No, but when people offer to be kind, when people are offering of themselves to you in the smallest of ways, and you think, oh, I don't want to burden them, or I don't want to put that on their plate, instead of allowing those thoughts to influence your decisions, simply have that childish innocence to say, yes. Yes, I would love your help. Yes, it would be an honor to receive your advice or your guidance or the help you are choosing to so graciously share with me right now. And number two, put yourself in someone else's shoes. Show empathy. Think about where they are coming from right now. Think about how they are feeling. Reaching out to you and saying, hey, I have this advice. I have this thing. You know what? I just want to take you out to dinner right now because I love you so much. As much as you want to say no, like, come on, I got the bill. If they want to pay, if they want to do something kind for you, allow them to. Put yourself in their shoes. Think about how they are feeling and how they get to feel when they are doing something kind for you. Say yes more and show empathy. Two ways that we can all better receive the gifts in our life. In receiving the gifts, we give of ourselves more. We share that fulfillment in this world and ultimately feel more connected to the people around us. Receive the gift.